I think we're still obviously in this first round. We're excited with our selection, and you know, we were able to move up and get a player that we kind of had valued. I think the interesting part in the early part of the draft was, and we felt would be kind of a question, was how the quarterbacks were to go. And you know, you're just hoping that there are a number of them taken, a number of players taken, to push possibly some guys that we had in a cloud or in our group of players back. That didn't happen. However, there were a few players that were selected that kind of moved the group back. It unfolded a little bit like we had planned, and you know, we were fortunate to be able to go up a few spots and get a player that we liked coming into the process. So, any questions on Brandon?
What do you see as
Well, look, he's a playmaker. He's someone that the one thing about him that stood out is he's a tough player, both physically and mentally. You know, he's been very consistent, very durable. Obviously, he runs well, but I like his makeup with regards to his mental toughness. And his interview was fantastic. Of course, we've got a pretty good relationship, Mickey does, with Coach Riley there, but I think there were a lot of intangibles with him, aside from just his skill set as a player, that were really exciting.
Sean, did he return? Is he a return candidate?
Yeah, he'll have a chance to do those things. You know, he has returned. We'll work him both as a punt returner and a kick returner and see how he does. You know, he's got the skill set to do it. You know, he's got real good hands. Again, I bring up, you know, I think he's a tough player. And I think in order to be a good returner, you have to be tough. So he'll get an opportunity to do that.
Sean, you obviously didn't want to risk him falling. I mean, how much did you kind of weigh that, looking at the board?
Well, without going into detail with the names, there were really three guys that were still in our group. But the problem was there were 7-8 picks left. Only one of those three was someone that we felt prior to the process that we possibly would move to get, and that was Brandon. Prior to the draft even beginning, you know, we put together a list of players that in order, and then kind of a line at a certain point, and above this line we might possibly move to go get. Below that line, you know, we would sit tight and see if we could make our pick. He was the one remaining player in that group that was someone we identified that, you know, we might trade up to get if we felt like it was necessary. And I think as it began to unfold, it was just trying to find the right, you know, the right team and the right partner.
Sean, was there a team that you feared might be interested in Cooks as well?
Well, you look ahead of you at the teams, but you also understand that the one unknown is always a team coming back in. So, yeah, certainly there were a couple teams we felt that had a need at receiver. The Jets, before we made the trade officially, you know, we really sat on that pick waiting, and they went the direction of safety, and that, you know, all of a sudden made it apparent that you know, this could happen.
Sean, when you let Lance Moore go this offseason, you traded away Darren Sproles, did any of that have to do with knowing there's a lot of receiver talent in this draft class?
No, I wouldn't say those decisions were based on the way this draft class shaped up. I think those were tough decisions, one with the trade and the other with a guy like Lance Moore. But they weren't predicated on the depth that we were looking at all. They were separate.
Sean, how much did you weigh giving up a third round pick?
We waited some, but you know, when you're picking 27th in each of these rounds, you're really, you know, five picks away from being in the fourth. So we really felt, with regards to the value sheets, it all added up and made a lot of sense.
How much did you feel like you guys, I mean, obviously you like Cooks, but was it a priority, hey, we want to get a home run kind of guy in this draft? Because you guys didn't really have that speedster last year, and it kind of hurt you guys at times.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I think we've got some guys that can run. I think Robert Meacham can run. I think we've got other players that are threats. Kenny Stills is someone, you know, Nick Toon, who had a real good training camp and didn't get as many opportunities a year ago. We feel like we've got some team speed, and I think that this was more about the makeup of this player. His, obviously, we think he's a good football player and a good receiver. He's very confident. And Joe Morgan will be coming back off of an injury. So this was really just looking at a player that stood out as we tried to evaluate the first round. You know, we felt there was eight players and maybe a little bit of a space with grades and then another clump. And we just saw this guy as a real good fit. And there were a few others the same way that might not have been at receiver. So, it's nice when you're able to grade scouts, everyone in the process, coaches, a number of players, and, you know, periodically in each of these rounds, you have, I don't want to say unanimous, but real strong convictions about guys, and this is one of those players.
You mentioned his interview really stood out to you. Was that when he really became high on the board, or is it kind of?
No, his grades came in well before that. The first time we get a chance to really meet a lot of these players is at the combine. The scouts, however, have spent, you know, a whole season really, and even prior to that, tracking and preparing reports. So you do get those impressions then when you first meet him. He's someone that you guys will see the first time you have a chance to visit with him is extremely impressive. He's very competitive. He was a big part of what they did offensively, and, you know, oftentimes, you know, drew safety help coverage, but his makeup and his skill set were things that the scouts had obviously seen in the beginning, and then as we go to the combine, we become familiar with, and then you kind of take it from there.
Did he come for a visit to this facility?
No, he...
And is that kind of rare? I mean, it seems like I
think probably I'd have to go back to see the ratio of guys we've drafted and were they on a visit or not.
I'll just say early first.
He was someone that was as clean and clear as to who he was and the type of player he was and how he approached the game. He was real impressive.
Bringing players in for a visit? Players
sometimes, there are a couple reasons. You know, you come away from the combine and you may have some unanswered questions or some concerns. You might bring players in for a visit. You might bring players, look, that may potentially be later round free agent candidates. You know, there's a lot of different reasons to bring in your 30, and they're mixed. You know, some to spend more time with it you didn't have a chance to, maybe as much at the combine. Others, it might be to get a little separation or to get a little better feel for. And we brought players in that we thought maybe, you know, would not be drafted that would help us when it came to free agency on Saturday. So it's kind of been our approach. If generally there might be a question, not a negative one, but just a question with regards to certain things, we'll bring a player in. It, you know, when you only – you interview 75, 80 at the combine, your visit list is much shorter than that. So you're trying to, as you go through the process and the preparation, when you're reading the board and you're putting names up, if there's some discussion with regards to a player, you might at that point say, hey, let's use up one of our visits and get this guy in here. Brandon was a player that there really wasn't that type of discussion. I mean, it was pretty clear as to how he interviewed and how we felt about him.
Can you recall the specifics that he said to you or that you heard said about him that made him stand out in that first?
Well, he's very competitive. I mean, when you talk to any coaches in that conference and, you know, our scouts, certainly our coaches, when we go to workouts, have that interaction, not just with Oregon State, but with all the other schools in that conference, you know, his name keeps coming up as someone that, you know, is a very good football player. Anytime we're interviewing or visiting with a defensive back, it'd be normal for us to ask him very, at the very end of the interview, who are some of the better players you went against, and vice versa. You know, we'd ask the receivers the same thing. It was pretty apparent that he was one of those guys. Coaches at the school, you know, anyone who's seen him play or been involved with his career there has been real positive.
Sean, you guys obviously been willing to move up on the draft probably the third time since you've been there, and I know Mickey's done a lot. Can you talk about why you're willing to sort of sacrifice later round picks if you have a conviction on a player like this?
I think it's when there's a specific targeted player that you have a vision for. And then part of that is just finding someone that's willing to do it with you. But it's specific. It's player specific where you really ID a guy that you have an interest in. And when you're picking later in the draft, there are a lot more variables. Obviously, when you're picking very early, you can narrow that decision-making process down. But, you know, fortunately, he was still there.
Does it help, too, to have an established roster? Your depth, you always like your depth?
Yeah, and, you know, we've got 2 5s in this draft, you know, so, you know, we still have a lot of work to do here with our second, fourth, 2 5s, a 6. You know, there's a... You know, again, I've said this before, there's a majority of the draft still ahead of us that we're going to have to be prepared for.
Sean, would you say he was a best player available, or was he your best need of both, would you say?
Well, in this case, he filled a need. It was one of the positions we outlined going in. And for us, our highest graded player. So in that case, both. One more question. Yeah, I think when you you're looking at, look, we've got some good young players, and, you know, we don't look at rankings that way. We look more at our roster, and we kind of look at the players on our roster at certain positions. He does give us a threat, and he's a guy that can be used in a lot of ways. So, you know, It's always challenging when you lose certain touches. You know, Darren provided X amount of offense for us, and I think more than anything else, he's the type of guy that really fit our program. You know, he's the type of guy that I'm excited our players will have a chance to meet, and I think he'll fit in real well with our locker room. Thanks.